Scripture reading, Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. You have heard that it was said, "Love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Devotional. Let's face it. It is hard, if not impossible, to love unconditionally, especially when it comes to our enemies. That is why we are to pray. A miracle is required for this to happen, but God is good at miracles. It is no accident that Jesus begins his Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapters 5 through 7, with, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," Matthew chapter 5, verse 3a. Only those who know they are completely helpless without God's supernatural help can love this way. Margaret Gunther, a well-known writer on the spiritual life, offers this application for loving our enemies. Jesus' standard of forgiveness is radical, breathtaking, seemingly impossible. I'm not sure I'm up for the challenge, but at least I can try. In the meantime, it's a good idea to think about enemies from time to time. Who might see me as the enemy? To this question, I usually answer, me? Who could possibly see me, hardworking and generally well-meaning me, as an enemy? It can be a painful experience in self-examination to reflect on whom we might have hurt, diminished, or dismissed, intentionally or carelessly, and then to ponder, what am I going to do about it? And who are my enemies? What can I learn from them? Justly or unjustly, those who wish us harm can teach us a great deal about ourselves. Am I being condescending when I think that I am gracious? Speaking harshly and hurtfully when I think I am helpfully direct? Cold-hearted when I ignore the need of a brother or sister? Arrogant when I assume that my way is the best and only way? If we pay attention and are willing to look at ourselves honestly, our enemies can teach us a lot. The question, of course, is do we really want to learn that much? Do we want to learn from those whom we've hurt? The answer is both yes and no. But if we pray for the miraculous courage and humility to do so, we can be sure that our enemies can teach us a lot. Question to consider. Who is someone that you suspect you may have hurt, diminished, or dismissed intentionally or carelessly? What might God's invitation be when you consider the question, what am I going to do about it? Prayer. Lord, wrestling with this question about how I may have hurt someone else is difficult and painful. I can easily identify how people have hurt me and treated me poorly. But to learn from those who think I am the enemy, that is so much harder. By your Holy Spirit, grant me the grace to see the flaws in my character and to take any steps you might have for me this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.